At a watering point in Yusuf Batil camp, some of the 35,000 residents make the daily trek to fill jerry cans for washing, cooking and cleaning. To get about half the 20-litre ration recommended daily, they must trek through masses of sticky, sometimes ankle-deep mud. While fewer people are now suffering from malnutrition, many are still getting sick from diarrheal diseases and even hepatitis E because of the human waste mixed into the unavoidable sludge that is then consumed. George Okoth Obo, head of the Africa Division for the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, or UNHCR, says the situation here is becoming more stable. But he says relief agencies must continue to scale up operations in expectation of another influx of refugees.
And even as we do all that, it is very possible that once the rains stop, more people will be coming into the country and potentially into this camp. So it is an imperative of not only stabilizing the situation as we have now, but indeed while doing that to be preparing for more as well.
The local leaders among the refugees say many families left older or weaker members behind because they could not make the journey. Those family members, along with others trapped by conflict or rains, are expected to try to cross into South Sudan soon. Sheikh Abdelaziz Fadl wants his people to stay close to the aid agencies, not just for services, but also for security.
We are used to hearing gunshots in some of the corners of the camp, over there, 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 and there. And we don't know why.
At the monthly food distribution site, refugees pay a precious part of their grain ration to get their food transported by camel, since the rain makes the trek back to their tents too difficult. UNHCR says malnutrition has dropped from around 40% to 26%, with severe cases now affecting 1 in 10 people, especially children. Stanley Samkange is the Eastern Central Africa Director for the UN's World Food Programme, WFP. He says the situation improved mainly due to airdrops of food, a costly last resort, but could quickly worsen again if more refugees arrive and unless more funding is found.
So my biggest concern is that if this number increases significantly, then it will put additional pressure on our efforts, the efforts of UNHCR and other partners, and we will need the support and assistance of donors in the international community to do that.
As the sun sets on the food distribution site, the UNHCR remains concerned that finding $20 million now could mean a matter of life or death for some of these refugees, not to mention those still stuck in war-ravaged Blue Nile as food becomes ever scarcer. Hannah McNeish for VOA in Yusuf Batil, South Sudan.